We're back in studio once again. A shot of soca. Yeah. It's your Shirley Super Chini Vibes. I'm a wonderful co-host.
Annie here.
Ooh, hi, Annie.
Hey.
How are you doing? The last time you was in studio, right? Welcome.
Uh-huh. Oh, memory. What happened? I don't know.
No, you can remember. No. You can remember. We could even have the studio management, you know, what happened. Kaylee was in studio.
Yes.
What happened? You good? Everything is all right now?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Because you lied to me.
How?
You tell me you wasn't going to be having any alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And in that episode, you drink.
Yeah.
And then you was liming after and you drink more.
Yeah.
So you lied to me.
Well, I didn't think I said I wasn't going to drink.
Yes, you did. You did say that you wasn't... Sorry, Jermaine is at the back there and he's spinning over. You did say you wasn't going to drink. So you lie. A shot of soca family. This is what it is I have to put up with. I love Shea, but she did lie. Anyway, we have a fantastic guest in studio with us today. You know, I just had to get out of my chest. Oh, you know me, I need to get some.
I'm not, this is what you have to put up with. Just started the episode and you're already hotting me up, telling people my business.
I didn't tell them my business.
Have you introduced the guest yet and we're already just here?
No, because we have to always make sure. I need to get something off my chest with my co-host.
As people say, because
I haven't seen you so once.
We have a love-hate relationship. Husband
no, it's
and wife.
All love, Annie. It's all love. Look, you have Credible is here, representing the RDR family.
Yes.
First and foremost, plug yourself in, let them know who you are, where they could find you, and we go from there.
Cool. So Credible from Release the Rhythm, on socials, it's Release the Rhythm. And yeah, Credible RDR, and of course, band owner of the Rhythm Tribe as well. So yeah, make sure you check us out.
Nice. So welcome to the studio. I am not going to apologize for what it is you had to witness there.
Mm-hmm.
I just sometimes have to get these things off my chest now, because I wasn't invited to the Lima.
Oh,
see.
Wait, you understand?
And you left because you had business to go and attend to.
Because the understanding was all of us was going to Lime.
Yeah.
All of us was going to leave, sorry.
Mm.
Then I hear, we still in studio Lyman.
You get left.
I get left. Yeah. Mm. Thank you very much.
Yeah. He had plans. He escorted himself out of the building is what happened.
I escorted myself.
You escorted yourself all out, right. Yeah.
You know, so Credible, it's a pleasure to have you on board.
It is.
Thank you.
You know, Credible is one of the main DJs within the UK fraternity of soca music.
And, yes, definitely.
It's a pleasure to have you on A Shot of Soca. Has he been here before?
No.
It's first. No, I mean, there's been kind of slight invitations, but yeah. Finally get here.
You know what I mean? Wait, two guests, like... Not me.
Yeah, all right.
I slide here, or was it? Was it somebody else?
You know what? To be honest, the times I've been either busy or you guys have been busy. You know what I mean?
So. Okay, well,
you're booked and busy. You're never in the country, so it's getting his time that is the difficulty.
Well, let me take a shot. You know, welcome to A Shot of
Yes,
Soca.
Welcome to our home.
Mm.
I've got a question straight off the back.
Mm. Okay.
Why Credible? Like.
Oh, so. All right, back in the day, obviously I go to all kind of parties and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I used to basically be the main person to come to for tickets and all that kind of thing. And then...
So you're that piper?
Yeah. Yeah. Follow, you know what I mean? Follow the leader, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? So, and then, yeah, obviously thinking about a name I liked from, WWE. Mm. I liked Just Incredible. I like that name.
Okay.
And then also I was thinking, yeah, man, you know, I'm a credible person for people to come to. Da, 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 and that's how it come about.
Oh, okay. That's...
So you're a credible person for people to come and talk to.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Okay. Credible in what I do.
All right, cool.
Is that self-certified?
I mean, some people say I'm incredible, you know. Man. Yeah, there you go.
Then you gotta start wearing spandex and all kind of thing. You understand? Yeah? And where the wife and the child and the baby are doing fine and all kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you have a big belly. You know, but nice one, nice. So, well, I have known you for
many years, I imagine. Many years.
You know, from the days of Corks and and stuff like that, where it is, you know, that's where it is, Release the Rhythm was really booted, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, sure. And now what, that's 20 years plus. Yeah,
well,
19 years.
Yeah, 2007. Yeah, when we started. So,
almost
yeah,
it's there.
Coming. Yeah, wow. We had the 15th anniversary. I think it was just after COVID. Lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah,
it's almost, a long time.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you know, and obviously you've come leaps and bounds. You know, and as you mentioned, we're going straight into it. The Rhythm Tribe, right? Which is you're the boss man,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You could say one of them at least.
But... one of them, right?
Yeah.
So from, we're going to talk about Nottingham Carnival, and then obviously we'll rope back in, tie back into you as a DJ on the scene. You're a big part of Nottingham Carnival. You have one of the biggest bands on the road,
mm-hmm.
you know, and probably still growing,
yeah.
you know. How difficult is it? you know, how difficult is it?
I mean, it's one of those things where if I didn't love it, oh yeah, I wouldn't be in it. Like, I wouldn't recommend it either.
Why did you start it? Like, why?
So when we started,
100%.
Yeah, but I guess when we started Release the Rhythm, like Corks, so basically Circus Central, yeah. After about 2 years or so, it was like what I actually got approached by. I was already thinking about. You know, doing something for the road,
mm-hmm.
Had been with numerous bands, Rough Diamonds, Barrakeets, did Arawak, you know what I mean? Been with numerous bands, and then it, you know, it got to the point where, all right, we want to start hearing the soca that we're hearing when we go to different carnivals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we go in Barbados Cropover, we go Trini, we go Grenada, we want to hear those tunes on the road. But we're not hearing them. So
incredible. Say St. Lucia or else you'll be in trouble.
No worries, St. Lucia coming. St. Lucia's coming. So yeah, so started, I guess we joined with Dragons. So we was mm-hmm. with Dragons for a number of years, at least 4 years or something like that, 4 or 5 years. And then, yeah, again, it just got to the point where it was like, all right, you know, we need to do our own thing. And liking more mood lighting, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
yeah, we basically started our own thing in 2012. Mm. And yeah, from there, you know, it's been a journey for sure. I mean, it's not easy.
No, I can't imagine it is.
At all. But yeah, do it for the love. Hopefully we're here next year. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I say hopefully, right?
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? There've been times where we thought, yeah,
pack
you know,
up and leave, eh?
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Listen, you'll upset a lot of people because I know there's many people that RDR is their go-to band. So like, you can't go nowhere now.
How do you call them? Is their last year this year or next year?
Last week I think they put out a statement.
Marshall.
Listen, the man is sick. When I read the statement, I literally had you in my head. You was like, if you're gonna do something, make sure you do what you said.
I've spoken to the main man there, and look, I understand his reasons and what's happened. I get exactly what's happened. And to be honest, don't be surprised if one day that same thing happens here as well. Like, where...
Whoa, you can't just put that out there.
What I'm saying is that, you know, the band may still carry on, and obviously, you know, there's a great team that, you know, help us move with the band, you know what I mean? We got band leaders. I'm just the owner, right?
Yeah.
So...
You
know what I mean?
There's a lot of moving parts.
There's many people that put on the show.
And I take it that because your band is, you may have a section that's yours, but you have other designers that have their own section within the band. Mm-hmm. And that you have to be able to manage and micromanage all of that to ensure that everybody gets their little piece of the pie, right?
Yeah. And, you know the... Like, yeah.
I was going to say something, but I'm going to leave it alone. Because, you know, I am a full head of hair now.
Yeah.
And remember the days when you had a dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Slowly but surely that disappeared.
And look, it could have been the band, you know what I mean? It could have been the band. But seriously, like it's like without the team, the band still wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like without them, and you know, we've had people that have come and gone, and you know, obviously, I understand all of that. And yeah, it may be a case where, you know, I'm like, for me,
yeah, personally,
for you personally,
yeah, because it is work. I love Notting Hill. Notting Hill is like the best carnival in the, you know, in Europe, and I don't want to say the world because obviously, you know, I love, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But we get the mashup of all of those other carnivals, or at least. That's what we try to bring in the Rhythm Tribe. We try to bring, you know, your Spice Mass, your
Crop Over,
all of that into our band. Definitely so you experience that.
And he realizes he's still in St. Lucia.
Do you know what? I'm going to forgive him because RDR was like, RDR was the first band. When I started doing Costume Again as an adult, RDR was the first band that I jumped with.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I still remember messaging you. But
look, and
one of my friends was like, book this section. And he was like, it's sold out. I was like, please.
it's only because, you know, we go back as well, you know what I mean? Yeah, family ties. And yes.
I used to just run Shitty Band.
Yeah.
With my cape on. I always like to go through all the bands now. I could never stay with one band.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, it was much easier to get around, you know, to see all the bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last year and how things are progressing for this year, what are your thoughts on how your band is going to maneuver the crowds this year?
I mean, we'll try and carry on doing the same thing. I mean, there's a couple of things that we pride ourselves in, like obviously vibes, but security is a big one for us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like we
and
try and protect
for security real big too, eh?
Boy. Look, people don't understand cost. We ain't even talk about that, but you know, we're gonna try and obviously improve on what we always have in terms of security. But at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do. It don't really matter how many. There's millions of like people out there.
Yeah,
you know,
there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Once you tick the right boxes, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah, and we try to do that. Yeah,
you know, so. We on Carnival Road, the Rhythm Tribe, right? Now, as I recall, you never used to DJ before, right? It used to be Hardwind that would DJ. You understand? Why did that change? When did that change?
All right, so I guess when I started DJing, so obviously we got Soca Central, Corks, Wine Bar.
Yeah.
I've obviously booked all the DJs and stuff like that. You got, you know, like DJ Bliss, Shikadi back in the day. You know, you got all these DJs that were booked.
Yeah.
And then because it's a weekly fet, you know, you got to be there weekly, right?
Yeah.
You got to be there weekly. And after a while, some of them, you know, putting the times early, no one's coming.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. So
you got to stick something on.
Exactly. I've got to start playing some music. Yeah. So, you know,
how you learn your craft.
Yeah, literally. I was doing it. And I was like,
that's what make it bring out all the pots and pans and things. You understand? Drop all the cutlery and drop all the cutlery on the floor. And nobody going to be there to pick it up.
Yeah,
just learn from that.
Yeah. Just learned that. And, you know, I was like, I really like this, you know, and you know what I mean? Just carried on playing and then. You know, obviously, because you know, it's my thing. Yeah, I can put myself later, so I start to you know, get brave and start putting myself later and getting used to playing and stuff like that. Then I guess, you know, a few years on from that, me and Hardwine were like, you know what I mean? Let's do this. Let's just go hard, kind of thing. You and a mic, you know, man or whatever, and then you know, we play. And man, we got to do that like internationally. Great times. You know what I mean? Great times. And it just went from there, really. Yeah. So on the road, love it. Playing on the road.
Yeah.
And why soca? Because like you're not of Caribbean heritage. So what kind of brought you down this wonderful past?
Informer,
what people need to know, innit?
I know people need to know, but we should just ask you nicely, you know. Go to where you're from. You're not from we. You understand that? What you're doing in here?
That's not what I said, but I feel like most people know that, obviously. Well,
if they know you,
would know that you're not of that background. Yeah. So what? Why Soca?
All right, so why Soca? I mean,
is the wine in? Is the waistline?
Yeah, but you know, cook one or two wines in it. Yeah, you know what I mean? like if you listen to the music as well, like back in the day, like Ghanaian parties, yeah, from Ghana. So, you know, you'd hear your old clips or whatever. So, you know, like obviously Sweet Mother and all them kind of tunes. And yeah, the sound's similar to like High Life.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
And then, yeah, take it to my first carnival around 14, 15. My sister took me. I was like, okay, yeah.
Was Notting Hill your first?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At that time, you know, just going to the different sounds, but then end up following Flo, and it's like, oh, okay. And look, he's laughing because he's not. and yeah, from there.
I want that story. I know somebody gave him one sweet wine. And it stayed in my head. He's like, boy, I gotta make sure I attach myself to whatever this.
Like, what caused this
kind of reaction in my body? I want it all the time. It has to be credible.
But obviously, it took me a while as well, because obviously, you know, I was still going out through the teens to. You know, like, yeah, I was well into hip-hop back in the day and all that kind of stuff, R&B. So I was out everywhere. And then I guess going to college, going to Cokie was, like, I would say my first vet that I can remember that I went to. And, yeah, just from there, it just kind of grew, listening to Martin J on Choice FM back in then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where I kind of got my soca knowledge. And, yeah, it just... From there, it was like, yeah, I want to be in this, innit? I'm going to every fair. You know what I mean? I'm there. So, yeah.
Well, that's good, man. That's good. So, Annie, when you went to your first RDR road, you know, when you was on the road with RDR, did you feel like you had a sense of belonging as a St. Lucian, or did you hear your music, or was it just Trini music?
No. RDR, you hear everything. Like, as Credible said,
you hear everything. You understand me? You hear your Vincey
you
music
hear
from Diggity.
Old and new, which is what I love as well, because I'm like a 60-year-old at heart. Like, I am literally an old woman. And one thing I will say is that RDR event...
Sorry, stop. What you just said?
I said I'm a 60-year-old at heart.
What kind of craziness is going on here? What are you drinking?
No, but I actually am. Like, most people that know me, the music I listen to is I am an old soul. Like, I am.
But then you just call me an old man for no reason.
Well,
what really going on here? I shut up, Soca.
I'm an old soul. You are an old man.
Stop it. I'm not even going to talk. I'm not even going to join in with this.
That makes no sense, right? That makes no sense to me.
Mm-mm.
She out here saying, I am an old soul. You older than we then.
I don't mind. I have no issue with that. But yes, I like the fact that you get like a proper old school set. Like, you get such a range of music, and instead from all of the islands as well. So yeah.
You like that?
I do. I'm quite biased. I do love RDR.
Yeah.
Hyperspice is McGill. I
Yep,
that,
I do love an RDR fit and on the road. You will. Yeah.
Yeah, we try. Like, I just feel. When you go to these different carnivals and you hear, obviously you're going to hear your top 10s, right? You're going to hear them all the time. But some of those in-between tunes where you hear maybe on the radio and it just gives you that little reminder of you being out there and that kind of stuff, that's kind of what, we like to bring and try to push out.
I just like the tunes, right? That you know that it has misbehaved the most when you're in your own personal space.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it is you reach on the road and you're trying to contain that, you understand me? And at some point in the time, you'll just be like, I'm just going to let go.
You know, you can't contain it.
You understand me? That
you can't,
is what I love.
You can't contain it.
That is what I love. You know?
Then free up yourself and wine.
We worked as recently in Barbados as Crop Over last year. You know? And... it was so crazy because we were on the last set at a Juve Fete.
Yeah. Was it? It was Zulu and lizard, green lizards.
Yeah, we was on that fete, right? And there was probably 70 people inside there still.
Mm.
And they didn't want to go.
Yeah.
They didn't want to go. Incredible was just dropping jab tune upon jab tune.
Jabnable. Yes.
Jabnable.
It's just dropping.
Yeah, I've had a time at
dropping tunes after tune after tune. And at that point in time, right, me and my buddy was still fighting, eh?
Mm.
And I jump off the stage.
Yeah.
And I run out into the crowd.
Yeah.
And I was just, we were just having such a good time. And then we all went and bathed in the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, after Jabnable, that's
you
what
know,
I did.
We all went and bathed in the beach.
Yeah.
And then I went to Mimosa.
Yeah.
You went home, right?
I went home. Yeah, because
we had gone.
I didn't have a ticket for that one. Yeah.
What, for Mimosa?
Yeah.
I went, because you didn't go to Voice. Did you go Voice on the boat?
I did something else. I can't even remember.
You went somewhere else, and then we came to Jabnival, and then I went, watch me, that was a long night, though. That was a real long day.
Jabnival was a good fit.
Yeah, it was
nice.
Shout out One Island crew. Yeah,
that was a nice fit, right?
Mm.
That
was always, nice always.
You know? And then we did the boat ride at the end of that in Barbados. Mm-hmm. So my question is, right, you've traveled internationally. Right, you've gone to many different carnivals and things. What carnival for you always makes you want a little bit more? Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. All right,
yeah, that is a good question. All right, so first carnival that I ever did internationally was Barbados in like 2000. Don't watch the age and thing. So, yeah, 2000. And at that time, it was funny because, you know, like student loans and stuff, that's what I blew it on. Basically, I had no money. I just blew it on
that. All the young people listening.
don't follow his advice.
You can't follow it. No, because
yeah, you don't get that.
It doesn't get that the same way.
It's true. It's true.
You don't get that. Yeah, tax man don't go after me. Anyway. So from then, like, I think I missed 2 years and I went crop over like every year. Ever since then, you know, until the pandemic. So I always loved crop over, I always loved the people, the vibe and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But then started going to, went Trinidad the first time, I think 2006 it was. So Soca Cartel crew, big up the guys.
Mm.
And yeah, you know, obviously then you're different vibe, you know what I mean? Mecca and all that kind of thing was like, yeah, this is nice. All right. Start going Grenada. And yeah, you know, like.
Yeah, it's different.
We usually go Barbados, then Grenada, and you have to kind of switch up your internal clock, everything. Like, it's just a different pace. It's different. Yep. It's
Grenada's.
I love it. Yeah, love
that
it.
Non-stop.
You know, but then if you're talking about now, recently, yeah, it's St. Lucia. Mm, there you go. I went.
Why?
It just naturally came in there. You didn't even need a hint.
Yeah, well, I knew.
I was going to sit here quiet, you know.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. It was just coming. But for me, there's a period where I feel, for me, crop over was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was it. And then it kind of fell off in a way.
Yeah.
You know, I would say like musically, you know, basically, look, I love to walk up in it. You know what I mean? I like
Bashment Soca like was wine. Doing it for you.
That too. You know what I mean? It was vibes, but
we're
then
a bit dibby.
It kind of fell off. It kind of fell off wherever the reason was for me. And then obviously enjoying Grenada, and yeah, Grenada for me was, it still is, to be honest. Yeah. It's mad. Mm-hmm. It's mad if I want that madness. But St. Lucia went for the first time 2 years ago. I was like, yo, you know, I mean, I've always loved like St. Lucia music.
Mm.
You know, it's close to kind of Bouillon as well and Dominican kind of music. I love that kind of sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're just out there and you can just whine. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You just enjoy the music and whine. You know what I mean?
People saying it.
Yeah, it is that. It's sharp. And I know he's got it in his head. Wine by myself. I'll take two wines. But yeah, you know what I mean? But you know,
and it's wine by myself all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
All the time.
Yeah.
No, Annie.
Why is it different when I do it?
Yeah. But yeah, the music, the sound, the vibe, the island's beautiful.
Yeah.
People are great. You know what I mean? So yeah, for me at the moment, yeah, St. Lucia is kind of topping my
kind of top anything.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll stay on the topic of carnival, right? At the end of the year, you're going to Sierra Leone again, right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there last year, right?
Year before last.
Year before last, sorry. Yeah. what kind of experience is that like, as opposed to the carnivals that you go to in North America? So
there's Atlanta, LA,
there's Miami,
New York.
New York is not a car. Please.
Oh, sorry.
I've never been, but I'm going. Labor Day celebrations.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
I'm gonna check it out this year though.
Oh, Labor Day? Yeah. But it's a different thing.
So you don't want to class Labor Day as a carnival?
No, it's Labor Day.
Okay.
There's carnival bands, there's bands on the road that would represent
But they've got other.
But they have so much other music and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But that's like Berlin Carnival. It's not just like Berlin Carnival, no?
No. Berlin Carnival was strictly soak on the road. Berlin Carnival is not Berlin Carnival, but it was called a carnival as opposed to it just being a Labor Day parade. You know? Sorry?
Yeah.
No, I can't say that.
Wait, Jermaine.
Sorry,
Jermaine, our producer behind there.
He has never wanted to come on the camera, but he has so much to say behind there.
So we have to stick a mic behind there. So our producer saying.
Yeah, they have, but I'm talking about that's only been of recently. When I first went to Berlin Carnival, there wasn't really anything such like a float. You understand? It was, and I said on the show before, it used to be a little pickup truck with a little speaker, and then you'll just have people on the road.
Yeah.
You know who drinking the beer on the side, who eating a donut kebab? Because that's what it used to be, a falafel on the side of the road. That's all it used to be. You understand? And because it became a lot more commercialized, because they realized, whoa, there's so much people joining on the road now, where it is you would have floats. Because if it is you go to Bearfield Carnival, which is a different part of Germany,
right,
they will have a strictly soca truck, and that was soca twins, and this was years ago. You understand?
Yeah.
If you go to Munich Carnival, which is they still have, it's a different type of carnival, soca was still an integral part of it, because that's what the main influx of people will come for that. You'll have the people from Germany and Sweden and the Netherlands and then coming in, but all of them coming to hear soca first.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? At Labor Day, you will get that, right? But now it's become so much different.
Yeah.
You know? So much different that it's a little uncontrollable, because they've, the same way with Notting Hill, they want to try and move it from
where it is.
You understand? Yeah. Because it can't be controlled the same way anymore. And then the music that's being played by most of the trucks, right, doesn't allow for that free-flow Caribbean vibe that you would associate with carnival.
Yeah, yeah.
Jermaine? You know? That's my point of view. You know, everybody would take what a carnival experience is. Like Annie, she only cares about St. Lucia, you know?
Yeah, that's not true, but okay.
It's true, you know? It is true, you know? But for the most part, a carnival experience is mass, costume.
Oh,
you understand me?
Soca.
You understand me? Anything other than that, you're gentrifying the thing.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Okay, so Labor Day is not a carnival.
It could be called a carnival experience.
Yeah.
Because it has the essences of it, because there's a massive Caribbean following within New York and Brooklyn, and everybody comes from wherever they come from.
Yeah.
You know? But it's changed.
So basically, if you compare that to Sierra Leone, that's, to be honest, the main man that runs it, he's from Sierra Leone, based in US. But you know what I mean, what he's trying to do is create that experience, right? So, you know, you've got your different fets, you know, you got your pool party, you got Juve. The Juve, I ain't gonna lie, the Juve was mad. It was crazy, it was beautiful.
And because we've had this discussion before, you can't compare these carnivals to, say, a Caribbean carnival, because it's not the exact same. But for what you get in the Caribbean, and for all of the fets and the whole experience, is it like a full carnival experience that that you would get in Sierra Leone as well.
That's what they're trying to build.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to build. So, you know, they're trying to, one, get the people in Sierra Leone to, you know, introduce them
embrace
to Soca
yeah.
and embrace it and all that kind of stuff.
Do you think they are embracing it?
Well, now they got like a Soca radio show on one of their main stations or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, they love the sound. Like when we was down there, they loved the costumes. People were there dancing in the streets and all that kind of stuff. So, you know what I mean? It was, and you know, this guy, again, like I say, you know, from Sierra Leone, he loves Soca music, you know, just like me. And he's just trying to spread that love where he's from kind of thing. So, it's a great experience for anyone else to try it for sure.
So guys, if all you want to try a different kind of carnival again, check out Credible on his Instagram.
Yeah.
And
yes, honestly.
You can plug in the Sierra Leone as well.
Yeah, man, a free Caribbean festival. Yeah, make sure you check them out. It's a nice vibe, and it's different because obviously you're not in the Caribbean, you're in Africa. You know, I think the other thing is, you know, especially with like people from the US, they want to experience Africa.
Yeah.
Right?
Africa, yeah.
So yeah, it's a great way to.
It's a selling point.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
No, so if you want to go to the motherland and pelt some waste, Sierra Leone, and you want to do it at Christmas time, Sierra Leone.
Yes.
You understand? And you want to open in New Year's, Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
I shout out Soca again.
I'll speak to them still, you understand?
Because they're getting a full plug.
Yeah.
You understand? just saying, you know? Well, that's great, though, you know? And I always appreciate the fact that we can spread our culture the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Not just spread it.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Because we don't know dollar.
Yeah.
We don't know dollar woes. You know? Make sure we spread it the right way.
The right way.
You know? And you're creating a medium for people to really then say, you know what? So where is this song from? Is it from Dominica?
Yeah.
I want to go to Dominica.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or where is this song from? Oh, St. Vincent. I want to check out St. Vincent.
I want to go and see that place.
Yes,
yeah.
Ooh, Montserrat? That's a place?
Yeah.
Let me go and check out Montserrat.
Mm.
And that's where it is. You get people going to these places, not just for sun and sand, but for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and that is a fantastic thing, you know? And we should all, everybody, that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be selling. Not just rum, you understand, man? Not just rum and a sandy beach somewhere and a rum punch. What you mean?
Maybe a little bit more rum.
I can tell a little story about a rum punch that I saw being made in Barbados.
Okay, here you go.
Watch me. So I went to these caves, right? And in the caves, it's on the St. Lucie side, right? So my friend Caroline says she wants a rum punch. So we standing up there watching the lady just pour rum in the glass, some juice in the glass, a little squeeze of lime, and then just top it up with a little bit of soda. And she called it rum punch. And they were selling it for like $10.
That's not rum punch.
But I'm sure it tasted nice.
No.
Do you know what? I can't even.
No, I even drink rum.
I even get offended when I see people making rum punch.
Yeah,
rum
you can't make rum spot. Punch
no.
on the spot.
It needs time.
It needs to
figure itself out and settle.
You need to have a little something more in there. So I don't even drink alcohol, right?
Did you try it?
And I'm trying what? I don't drink alcohol, and I see this thing being made.
Mm.
And I took the car, I said, Caroline, that's just an expensive rum and juice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Because I don't see any real, and then this is the issue, that the people that would frequent those places are North America, people from North America, you know, who don't really attach to what a rum punch is. Will then go and sell that product out there. And then when they come somewhere and you give them an authentic rum punch, be like, ooh, what's this?
This is not
rum punch. What are you giving me?
Mm.
And that has hurt me.
Yeah.
That has hurt, you know?
Mm.
Because I've seen it. Where these people that did the little that, I thought rum punch was you just put a rum, a bit of juice, a little bit of acidity, and then you top it up, and that's your rum punch.
Yeah.
What? Hurt me, you know? Hurt me.
Mm-mm.
You know what, Credible? You know a little bit more about rum, don't you?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
this is a shot of Soca. So, you know, I know you know a little thing about rum.
Well, yeah. You know, I've tasted
Listen, some of the best sets I've heard you DJ is when you've been absolutely wasted.
Please, don't open that door because
drunk credible DJing is amazing.
Oh my God. there's one or time, there's one or two times where it ain't been that amazing. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, look. yeah. No, it's gonna bring up some time that you remember because obviously I don't remember because I probably wanted that one. I don't remember.
You know what? When it is, you know that who you're DJing with and whatever, mm-hmm. right? So like, there's been times where I've been micing, I've mic for Credible, and I know he's mm-hmm. he's drunk. You know, mm-hmm. he's been drinking because he be talking. Why we see a TV show? Why we see we should play? Wait, where? Well, yeah, I'm gonna play this, and then we go. And I'll be like, "Cool, wherever you put." And then, but the thing is, right? So they make sure the set still is crisp because you can easily get into the pots and pans mode. Mm-hmm. You understand, man? I just have to be making sure that all right, he BPM on point. You know, because I know he had his song in his head, eh?
Yeah.
100, like he's there. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching him with the song in his head because I can't hear it. And I'm seeing the song that he wants to mix it mm-hmm. into. You understand me? And I'm like, okay, cool. All right. And I'm watching and I'm making sure, you know, the thing is set so that when it is he's ready to mix in, it's not really too crazy.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll have to like just touch the touch it, you know, just to make sure yeah. just speed it up or just the game mm-hmm. in liner. Because even if it is, I just touch him sometimes. Credible, he is in the zone. He is just because if the music is in his ears.
Yeah, I'm hearing what I'm hearing. Yeah, 100%.
But it doesn't take away from the fact that when you enjoy what it is you do,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you're just in full enjoyment. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. That's the most important.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, Chris, big up. Even though, like, at the end of the time, you're like, "Boy, I didn't even think I could DJ anymore." I drink plenty. You understand me? And then be like, "You want to drink? Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah, like drink. You know, but big respect to you always,
yeah.
man.
Yeah,
big
man.
Respect. Big
yeah.
respect to you.
Good times, man. I can't
you know?
Say
real good times. So, Annie, should we ask him anything about soca music or should we ask him about Jamaica?
Oh, you know me. I want to go on to Jamaica Carnival because, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to just ask a question, Kreds. Mm-hmm. As an international DJ, right? And we have Caribbean islands, you understand me? And they all have their own take on soca music, right?
Mm.
And then there is Jamaica,
mm.
which soca music is not their main forte, right?
Yeah.
And you'll have a carnival, as you'll have a carnival in Sierra Leone or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know you're going to get dancehall on the road at Jamaica Carnival,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Annie, mm-hmm. what was your most frustrating thing about what you saw during
you're just trying to eat me up. You're trying to warm me up now. You're trying to. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, we already know where this
is going. I see where this is going. Just
take a breather. Take a breath.
Do you have to scratch your head before you even start talking?
All right. Mm.
Do you know what Jamaica Carnival? I haven't seen that much. I've seen some stuff. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't seen that much. It looked like it was a vibe. I'm not mad at the dance hall being played on the road because it's Jamaica. It's
yeah,
I expect it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just breathe it in.
It's just that one woman.
The one woman?
One woman.
What one woman?
Just didn't want to wear clothes. I'm sure we've all seen the video.
Where,
It's the thing that I always complain about most. I can't even say every week, but most weeks. Every other episode, probably.
Mm.
I'm here like, you can wear what you want on the road. Carnival's for women. Like, yes, mm. I love, respect, adore, embrace the female figure.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just need to look at what you're putting on your body and figure out, does it make sense? Because I don't know how to say it in any other way.
What figure she had?
It's nothing wrong with her figure. Her figure, there was nothing wrong with her as a person. It's what she was wearing.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't clothes.
What she was wearing. Anything that was the issue?
It was what she was wearing.
She was on top of a stage, Annie. getting jucked down. She wasn't even getting wine down. She was getting jucked down. Mm. If it is she was whining and you know, at least creating a different thing, she was just, she two hand was okay in the back here, so.
Yeah.
And it's just, ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. What's that? You understand me? Where's that?
So if you haven't seen the video or what we're talking about, there's a video going around of this woman that was at Jamaica Carnival. She's in like this gold... I want to say, I don't even know if it was a costume.
She was in a gold
It's like Monday wear kind of
something. She was in one of the wears. Mm. And the costume, it was all in her front, all in her back, all in her everywhere. And like, you could literally see vagina lips on the road. Like actual lips. And I thought maybe she wasn't aware. Until I saw the video of her dancing, and I was like, but you must be. Because she was digging it out to reposition, but he was repositioning it in the position that wasn't the correct position in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, it
distresses me. Yeah.
I'm like, it just stresses me out.
Yeah.
It just stresses me out because I'm just like, people do what you like. Literally. I can't even say do what you like. Don't do what you like. Don't, because it's too much at times. It's actually too much at times.
So you hear any scenario, right?
Mm.
And you take into consideration you as an international DJ. You don't see people do that?
Here's the thing. Yeah, that's... I don't think that's specific to Jamaica.
No.
It's not, right?
Some
make that... I mean, yeah, you can say it's a mistake. On the road where they've got something, but here's the thing, like, it might not have been their fault, but they needed to get on the road or whatever.
No. As a woman, I can't.
But walking with two, I see a picture with she and two friends.
Yeah.
None of your friends said and say, hey, girl, I feel like something in words.
Being
fulfilled outwards. Everything going inwards, darling.
Yeah.
You need to leader, pull it out and staple it or get some what you call them thing? What kind of tape we call that? The claw tape. And make sure you tape it so nothing though. And go wherever you want to go.
Yeah. There was many things she could have done.
Yeah. Like she could put on shorts or whatever. You're like, yes. Yeah.
There was many things she could have done. I can't even say her friends, because what upset me most is I saw a picture and her friend looked good and all I saw was just...
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I saw that picture, I thought, is that really her friend or was she just caught in a picture and just happened? That's what I thought, because I was thinking, maybe she's on her own. She rolling out, you know, some ladies roll out to carnivals by themselves. They do that kind of thing. So
and I could just envision, right? When she comes off the stage, yes, my girl, yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. What
made me laugh most the video. In the video, there was a woman, she literally was just like, Jesus.
He not coming down there. He not coming down there. Jesus not coming down there. He passing that by straight. You understand?
It's very embarrassing. And it's not just, obviously there was her and then there was another, I think it was it Flora? I'm sure it was Flora. I saw put out a video.
Yeah, Flora.
Talking about the kind of evolution.
I can't remember what she called it.
Bikini the evolution mass. Of the wife run?
Yeah.
I think she called it bikini mass. But the evolution of the lack of costume and
Where it's true. Where it's come from, I don't know. I'm not a designer. You know what I mean? I don't it's almost like, you know, it's like some designers, they get their stuff from China and maybe it's just the size difference. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know, you know.
You might be onto something.
I don't know, you know.
Really, you know, but because the models that they would use to put this stuff on, they're all molds, right? So
yeah, but it's gonna be a different shape, right?
Because they'll have molds of all sorts. If they're making molds for other things, creds, they will have a mold for a female costume of different sizes, aren't they?
I don't know, you know. Like sometimes you know, like when you order a pair of shorts or whatever, you think it's your size, and then, you know what I mean, you can't even get it up your leg.
This was me the other day.
You know what I mean? It happens. So,
this was me the other day. I bought something in my size, and yeah, I probably needed a good 2 sizes up from the size that I bought. But it was that particular shop, which is, I get that, because obviously it changes.
Mm.
But when it comes to Carnival, like, you know from the morning whether your front is going to be outside or not.
Yeah.
Like, do you get what I mean? She knew her vagina took, her vagina was
just
at Carnival.
Just stop saying the V word. Just say it was outside. Say it was outside. You understand? Say the thing or it
the thing.
Well, was outside. Need to know what I'm speaking
about. No, well, they go, no. And watch me. When she thing was outside, you understand me? All she thing was outside.
Yeah.
You understand?
It was all outside. It was all outside. And it's embarrassing. And we said, we've had this discussion many, many, many times. It's not a good look. It's not a good look for her because of what people are talking about it. Like, you must be embarrassed. You can't tell me you're not embarrassed by that.
Mm. I don't think they are.
You have to be.
I think there's no way. To your mentor, right?
There's
if
no
you've
way.
Mentally made the decision before that day that you're going to wear that on that day, you have nothing to be embarrassed about.
Well, I think maybe on the day, yeah, but then afterwards when it's getting caught on camera.
Yes, and everyone's talking about it, because on the day you may have had plenty of alcohol in your system that made you feel like that was a great decision.
Yeah.
So, is that true, Annie?
Me personally, it could never be me. Some people may have that liquid courage that have been like, yes, do you know what? I'm going to wear this.
Yeah. Not you, though.
No.
Don't do that.
Listen, I know that I'm going to
July. Make sure you have on 2 pair of stockings when you're on the road in St. Lucia.
I'm one of them.
You understand me? 2 pair of stockings, Annie.
I put knickers underneath my costume. I just don't in want case nobody you could never catch me.
What going on with your co-host? Where's what really going on here? You understand me?
My friend, my friends would stop me before I even leave the house.
Good.
It could never be me. Ever. But Jamaica did look like it was a vibe. I don't want to focus on just that. It looked like it was a vibe.
But this is the thing, right? We look at it at clips, right? So we're seeing a 10-second clip, a 15-second clip. You would see the main artists, like Bungie and Fian was there, Kes was there, you know, Mikhail Teja was there as
well. Yeah, he did a lot of promo for it.
Some of my friends who were in Trinidad, Tobago, they were there as well, you know? And you know that it's going to be a different atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
If it is you're coming there for Carnival and you're walking and you're hearing some reggae and you're hearing some dancehall.
Yeah, don't be surprised, right?
You shouldn't be surprised, but then it's still a surprise because of the word Carnival.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or it comes as a culture shock then. And it's not a bad thing, you know? So overall, I rate Jamaica Carnival. It's just that now it's going to be outpriced for the locals.
Oh yeah, but that's
that, I think that's almost gonna happen with everywhere, right?
So that happens everywhere.
It's happened in Trinidad earlier this year.
Happens with St. Lucia.
Single fete in Trinidad started at $300.
Yeah,
you understand, or 40 US or something like that.
Mm.
You know, and then went all the way up to 5,000. 400-600 US and all kind of madness to go to a fete.
Yeah,
you understand me? When you have mortgage to pay, you have the kids to send to school. And all them kind of thing.
Mm.
And you have people that just want to enjoy Carnival a little bit, but can't. And it's going to be the same thing in Jamaica. You understand? Down to the hotels. I saw a hotel for one night. It was like 500 US.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that? What? Somebody had... I had to be lying down. And them had to be pushing me everywhere around the hotel like this. And I just getting fed.
Yeah.
Yes. Bring me more.
Should have been doing this.
Better yet, they will know what it is I want.
That's it.
They will know it is. I don't have to say nothing. How did you know? They'll be feeding me like that.
Unfortunately, that is the downside. Because as much as we do want to see Soca grow, and we want to see like the whole genre in itself, like grow, expand. You want the artist to do well. You want everyone within the field to do well, but you will, it's inevitable. The locals are going to be priced out of Carnival.
At the end of the day, Soca needs numbers, right? To be recognized, because it still ain't recognized, which is, I think, is just mad right now.
But DJ Jell had a clip about that just the other day.
Yeah.
You know, where it is the girl totally thought it was Afrobeats.
Oh, yeah, Afrobeats. Yeah, you see? And that's because, what, you go onto Apple or whatever, iTunes.
And it says dancehall. And it says Afrobeats. When it doesn't say soca.
And that's been, that's been like petitioned for years.
Which is
crazy. But,
Here's the crazy thing about that, Kurtz. When she said Benjai, I was like, big up to Benjai. Look, she's saying it's so nice, Benjai. I was like, what? Or what she meant to say, Bungie? I don't know.
That's it, innit? That is it, innit?
You know, but shout out to DJ Jell as well, you know?
Yeah, man, always.
But that clip was serious, though. It showed how far it is we still have to go within soca to be recognized. Mm-hmm. And for people to actually know, yes, this is soca music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just this is African music or...
Yeah.
This song's Jamaican. No. That, hear what's going on, darling. Hear what's going on. It's soca music.
Yep.
You understand me? Don't be dissing my brother David Rudder when he sings soca music. You understand me? Take me back to the islands. You understand me? Speaking about soca music, I'm going to ask you, what is the song that make you first fall in love with soca? That's the question I'm going to ask. What soca song, like, every time you hear it, it takes you to that place, you know?
Like first fall in love
with soca. Like first fall in love with soca. Like you could always go back to that memory and be like, oh, good boy. That was it there. That was the one that makes me still loving.
That was the question I was meant to ask you before you came on.
That one needs time.
But I want to see your facial expression when it is, you're thinking about it. Because it's a real tune. You're just going through the catalog right now.
And then
you're thinking about the bumpsy he was on too, right?
This guy. this guy. That one's hard, man.
Take yourself back to Corks. Take yourself back to when he was DJ.
It'd be before that.
You know, I mean, you mentioned Sweet Mother, Wagadu, and stuff like that. You know?
I mean, that reminds me of like beginning times, but I wouldn't say for love. Actually, I think was it a David Rudder tune? There's a tune, right, that...
Sing it. Sing it.
Get some karaoke.
Sing it.
Wait.
Sing the song, Credible.
And the thing is, I think, is it a David Rudder tune? It's... Oh, man. I
tap into my knowledge. Sing it.
I'm just sitting here staring at
you. There's like 20,000 songs,
Caribou. basically, it's a groovy tune, right?
Yeah.
And it's one that I remember hearing on Choice FM, Martin playing.
Mm.
I was like, man, I really like that tune.
Not High Mass, right?
No, not High Mass.
No.
It's a tune that don't really get played in fets. I'm not gonna lie.
Calypso music,
not calypso. A little bit more.
Group. No, but it's a song called Calypso music.
No,
that I was singing. Not that one.
Oh yeah, not that one.
There is a land.
It's sweet.
Ganges and the
Nile. Think sweet. It's more about a woman.
It's more about a woman.
Sweet.
Sweet. I can't even help you with this one.
I know what song you're talking about, Credible.
And I used to just have it on repeat.
Credible, I know what song you're talking about.
Oh, it's not Rudder. Okay.
Great Balls.
It might be Nigel.
You have a
thing. Nigel Lewis and them, right?
Yeah, I think it's...
One second, I'm going to find it. Go ahead.
So that's the song that first made you fall in love with?
But it's one, if I think back to when I, listening to soca music and all that kind of stuff, yeah, that one, I just used to have them repeat. I just loved it. It was just, yeah. But I never really heard it in Fets though. No, I play it like early on in Fets or whatever, if I'm doing like a Calypso or old school warm up or whatever. But yeah.
For 2024, what song are you?
2024.
What song are you feeling?
I mean, Beating Rum is just the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's the one.
The Urge, Nigel and Marvin Lewis.
It might be.
I get the urge.
No, oh, it's close. It's not that.
Isn't the same tempo beat, right?
Same kind of tempo, same kind of.
That means it could only be Image and Company.
No, it's not. It's not Image. It's not Image.
Because I'm hearing the same thing right there.
You're going to have to keep thinking of it, and then you're going to have to message.
Go through. Go through. Sorry, Annie.
Yeah. I mean, Beat and Run for me is just a big tune. But also, Nadia.
Marketplace or?
No.
Every Time.
Every Time.
That's my one. Every Time.
Every Time. I love that tune. I mean, that rhythm's bad. And I mean, big up Kerwin, but yeah.
Yep.
I know he's got other ones. I know he's got other ones still for this year.
Marketplace is his tune, though.
Marketplace is my tune.
Marketplace is his tune.
There were tunes this year, man. There were tunes. I mean, like, I felt like this year I might have missed Trinidad, whereas last year I was like, yeah, you know, man, I was good.
Oh, okay.
If
you're in Trinidad, it's okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Because Market, Nadia, and the thing about Nadia, wherever it is she performed, where I saw her perform, she gave you
100%.
Yeah. I really love Nadia though.
We know.
Let me just take a minute. Nadia, thank you so much for responding on our post the other day.
Yes, thank you.
Soca, you know, it's all love, darling. Like I said, the invitation is there whenever you want to come and check us out or step in the studio or wherever it is you are and you want me to come and talk to you, we will come and talk to you. Mm-hmm. Not credible. Not
family. I'm coming too. What are you talking about?
I'm coming too.
Listen,
yes, Simon.
Because I love Market, and you and I both know that Market is the tune. All
right?
You understand? I don't drink alcohol, so not every time I feel like, you know, every time I take a sip.
But I do. See, I understand. Anyway, yeah, let's go.
But Beaten Rub is about you, though.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a vibes. It's just a vibes tune, man.
You know, Beaten Rub. That Alex is hard.
It's one of those tunes where, because obviously, you know, hitting all the other carnivals around the Caribbean, that one is going to be played
everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
You know? Everywhere. Don't care what anyone says.
So if you don't know this song, it's Alex, Beaten Rum. Right? Beaten. No time for work, no sleep. What? No sleeping, you're just beating rum.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the message at the beginning of this song is fantastic as well.
Yeah.
You understand, man?
Yeah.
You know?
We don't beat gal.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to remember. I was like, what's the message at the beginning of the song? Yeah.
See, that's what's happened. Watch me. All the people who listen to soca music or whatever music you listen to, listen to the lyrics.
No, I listen to the lyrics.
Understand what it is you're going to be singing.
I do listen to the lyrics. I was like, what is the lyrics at the beginning of the song?
The only thing you should be beating is beating rum.
So why don't you beat rum?
Huh?
So why don't you beat rum?
You think it is half inside my cup, honey?
Idiot.
Not rum.
But yeah, like...
Fermented lovely.
But see, for... Like in terms of Fets and obviously, yeah, Red Eye, pop up. Yeah, check it out. That is a fit where, yeah, I want people to just hear music that, yeah, they may not.
Yeah,
but, you know, that
is one, though.
Yeah.
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 Red Eye is a fit that I do love.
So, you know what I mean? Hopefully, you know, there's more of those, not just by, you know, Release Rhythm, just by other promoters and stuff. So, yeah.
Other promoters and stuff. Yeah. Like Just Vibes, you know?
Yeah. Big up Just Vibes every time, man.
Yeah, just saying, you know? Just saying. You know, but Creds, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for coming to sit with us.
You know, right. Coming That's to right. jam Enjoy. With us and thing. If you give us your plug again one more time.
Yep, so you can find me on socials, Credible RDR, that's CREDBALE, not I. Credible RDR, and then Release D Rhythm. and then Dhirudham Tribe if you want to jump on the road for Notting Hill.
Yes.
Make sure.
Nice, nice, nice. And if you want to let everybody know, the carnival is going to July, August, September.
Listen, this man is booked right. and busy.
So, all right. So, first place will be in Malta for Ibiza Soca Festival. Not mm-hmm. a carnival, but yeah. Make sure you check that out. That was vibes every time. Then I'll be at Atlanta for the first time. Ace Weekend. Make sure you check it out. Then what month is that? That's Met in the May.
So let me bring up your diary for you.
I need a PA, I ain't gonna lie. So that's May. Then into June, we are going to be, I think Geneva's that month. I can't remember. Geneva Carnival, I'm going to go for the first time this year. Doing Hollywood Carnival again, backed by Marshall. It's nice. It's like, I would say it's the next one for me after Miami Carnival right. in terms of US Carnivals. That one's nice. Then after that, St. Lucia. Yeah. Can't wait for that. Big up Legends Carnival.
Yeah, that's who, yeah. Is that who you're with?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
who I'm jumping with.
Yeah, good. Yeah, man. then after that, we are going to be in Rotterdam Carnival. Then Crop Over, Spice Mass, as we do, you know how it is.
Yep, Crop Over. Notting Hill.
Yeah. Notting Hill. Well, yeah. after Spice Mass, Notting Hill. And then hopefully Labor Day. I'm still deciding. And then again, hopefully Uber Soca Cruise as well after that.
You've done Uber Soca Cruise quite a few times.
Yeah. So, well, I wouldn't say quite a few times. I did it twice last year.
It feels like more.
Yeah. So it was like the first time when they first did it coming out of COVID. That was nice because it was the first time they did the road in St. Lucia. So that was nice, man. And then I did November as well. Big up Tate, who was there as well. Yeah, man, we had some fun. It was jokes. And it's a great experience. If you've never done it before, you can't do it this year, sold out, but yeah, next year. And then Afro-Caribbean Festival as well. Yeah.
Nice. Well, Olivia, RDR is in the house. Credible is in the house. The Rhythm Tribe is in the house.
Yes.
Annie.
In the house.
Super Trini Vibes.
In the house.
Ashad of Soca, My Red Studios.
Yep.
In the house.
Yep. Carib Culture.
In the house. Come on, man, Olya. Everybody.
In the house.
You understand me? So Ashad of Soca, we say, Olya, make sure you follow us, like us, share us.
Yes.
Let everybody know where we are, who we are, and we are 100% about spreading that love for the culture. And thank you once again, Credible, for being here.
Yeah, man, thank you.
You know, and we look forward to chatting to you again, because look out, guys, there's going to be a feature on the Rhythm Tribe coming very soon as well. All right, check that out. So we out, Super Chitty Vibes, and my wonderful co-host
Annie. Until next time, man. Peace.
Done. Done. We outside. Later.